Well, good morning. Welcome back. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. Good morning. It's Monday, July 17th, 2023, 9:07 a.m. I'm your host, David Boyle, alongside Bill Boyle for the Red Rock Morning Show. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the show. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, David.
How are we doing today?
Another beautiful day in the Red Rock country.
Yes, it is. Yeah, a little warm, but good. Yeah, another.
Yeah, a lot of warm in some areas, a little warm in every area.
Yep.
But definitely in the heat of the summer.
Absolutely.
Anxiously awaiting a monsoon or two to roll in.
Yep. Yeah, it's on the horizon. Well, eventually. Don't see any of it in the forecast as of late, but Bill's anxiously tracking the dew point at the Tucson airport. And
maybe I'll mention that today.
Yeah. Who knows? Yep. Well, you'll have to stick around to see. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got plenty of local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock morning, throughout the Red Rock area, rather. This morning, Montezuma County Road and Bridge Department is letting folks know there in southwest Colorado that County Road V is going to be closed between roads 19 and 20 today and tomorrow. That's a complete closure. No through traffic will be allowed. Detour signs will be posted. So road department closing County Road V between roads 19 and 20 in Montezuma County. So plan on that for today and tomorrow. Looking at some other news happenings in the Red Rock area. Today is the Monticello Community Cleanup. Of course, Pioneer Day celebration is going to be here this weekend. So the community event is to beautify Monticello's Main Street and parks ahead of the celebration. It begins at 6. Folks actually get there at 5:30, can start getting assignments and whatnot, or you can get there at 6. Assignments have been doled out through church organizations and other organizations in town. I know the San Juan Hospital has an assignment. So, you know, if you're part of a social organization or a place of business, check and see. You might have an assignment for that cleanup. If you don't, just come on down to Veterans Park tonight at 6 in Monticello, and you'll get a work assignment. They ask folks to bring garden tools and work gloves as part of that accepting that assignment and preparation for Pioneer Day.
Yeah, they finally got the streets all swept and looking good, and get this town polished up for the big celebration this weekend.
Yeah, should be a fun celebration too. We'll of course be chatting about it in the coming editions of the morning show as well. But yeah, Pioneer Days in Monticello set to kick off this weekend, and ahead of that again, the community cleanup tonight, 6 o'clock at Veterans Park. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Got other news and happenings in the Red Rock area. Speaking of high temperatures, Moab Grand County Sheriff's Office is over the weekend emphasized for folks visiting to be prepared for high heat. They've emphasized the importance of starting early whenever you can for recreation during these summer months, carrying water, taking frequent breaks, and seeking shade whenever possible. Pack more water than you think you need. That's messaging from Grand County Sheriff's Office as they are getting, always getting visitors in Grand County and the Red Rock area. And so that advice applies throughout. Carry a lot of water and be careful. It can get real hot.
Yeah,
out there.
It is.
Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got more local news and happenings coming your way. We'll go ahead and take a quick break and be right back.
Don't miss the incredible 2023 Pioneer Day celebration, July 21st and 22nd in Monticello. Visit the city with a cool climate and warm welcome for 2 full days of exciting events, food vendors, bouncy houses, arts and crafts, live music, a free movie, and more. Check out the Blue Mountain Invitational, the nation's longest-running fast-pitch softball tournament. Plus, there will be lots of competitions to enter. A 5K race, a cornhole tournament, a long drive tournament, swimming events, and more. The annual parade begins at 10:30 on Saturday, and the big fireworks show lights the sky after dark. You can find the full schedule in the San Juan Record at sjrnews.com and on the Monticello Pioneer Days Facebook page. See you at the 2023 Pioneer Day celebration July 21st and 22nd in Monticello.
The summer of cash heats up. Get ready for the ultimate cash extravaganza with sizzling summer cash at Ute Mountain Casino. Every Saturday in July, one winner will be drawn from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. for your chance for the grand prize, $1 million. Each winner gets four picks that can add up to $3,000. Sizzling summer cash is heating up, and you could be our next millionaire. The hottest way to make this summer unforgettable at Ute Mountain Casino.
A very happy summer from Moab Heat and Cool, where our motto is, Bryant, whatever it takes. Working with Bryant Cooling is what we're best at, but Moab Heat and Cool also services swamp coolers and other AC units. Bryant, whatever it takes, means Moab Heat and Cool should be the first call for service and repair now. Call Moab Heat and Cool for all your plumbing needs too. Moab Heat and Cool, and now plumbing is your Bryant dealer, and a Bryant dealer does whatever it takes.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. And I've got more local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area on this Monday, July 17th, 9:14 a.m. Let's start with taking a look at the San Juan County Fair that's coming up in just a few weeks. San Juan County Royalty was crowned in mid-June and are busy at work preparing for the annual County Fair. County Fair royalty appeared in the Independence Day Parade. They'll be in the Pioneer Day Celebration Parade in Monticello this week as well. They'll be featured at events throughout the entirety of the County Fair. 2023 Miss San Juan Queen is Emery Wilcox, with first attendant Presley Workman and second attendant Maddie Snyder. Contestants for Miss San Juan wrote an essay detailing community service, gave a speech, made an impromptu reading, and were interviewed as part of their evaluation from a panel of judges. The Blue Mountain Roundup Rodeo Queen is Haley Palmer, with her attendant Dakota Halliday. The Junior Rodeo Queen is Aspen Ivins, and her attendant is Hagen Carlson. Rodeo Queen contestants were judged on horseback riding skills, gave a speech, and were interviewed as part of their evaluation. Contestants were judged by a panel of four judges and awarded a scholarship stipend as part of their award. County Fair Director Anna Frederick says the fair royalty is a working queenship. Said, quote, "We use them to run events, MC events, run the children's craft fair." She said they work really hard and give a lot of service to the community through the fair. Girls interact with the public and perform the front-facing duties of the fair staff. Frederick says the 3 years the fair didn't have royalty following COVID-19 was a ton more work for everyone else. While county fair staff are working out logistics, the royalty interacts with the public. He said, quote, "They're definitely not just wearing a crown and banner. They are working hard for their scholarship." Again, they'll be involved in just about every event in the county fair. Also be Mini Miss and Mr. San Juan competition will be held during the first weekend of the fair, July 29th. Entry deadline is July 21st. This year they're also adding a Little Miss and Mr. San Juan category to make up for those kids who miss their opportunity during their three-year hiatus. So the Mini competition is for those aged 3 to 5, and the Little Miss and Mr. Competition is for those aged 6 to 8. Contestants will be asked questions on stage and due to two to 3 minute talent. All participants receiving a prize and winners will ride in the grand entry at the rodeo. So exciting stuff at the county fair.
The fair's starting to come together. Anna just announced last week that Chase Bryant will be the featured concert on that's Thursday, August 3rd. Should be a great concert. He has a new song out. I don't know, if you listen to Red Rock, you may get a little bit more country twang in the next few weeks, because we're gonna listen to Chase Bryant. And anyway, that should be a great concert. Anna works awfully hard, and I think this year's concert was a quite a production to pull together, but it's together and it's going to be good. The opening act is Zach Sukarno, who was on American Idol a few years ago, and I think he opened last year too and was a big hit.
Yeah, did a good job. So, yeah. Well, good deal. Well, yeah. should be a lot of fun. San Juan County Fair coming up. Of course, this week is Pioneer Days, and then County Fair. First weekend of the County Fair is the next weekend. July 29th is when it starts and goes through that entire first week of August. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got other local news and happenings in the Red Rock listening area. Navajo Police Department has some alerts asking for help in locating some folks, including missing Cassandra Benali, age 39, 5'1". Woman last seen wearing a blue tank top and denim cutoff shorts. She was last seen Saturday, July 15th at the Bamboo Restaurant in Shiprock, New Mexico. She was last seen in a white four-door Kia sedan with tinted windows, gray and white bumper with the passenger window broken. She has colored tattoos on both of her arms. If you have any information about where Ms. Cassandra Benali is, you're asked to contact the Navajo Department Shiprock District at 505-368-1350. Again, 505-368-1350. Also, call that number if you know where a missing person Cassandra Blackhorse Harrison is, age 43, 5'4". She was last seen also in Shiprock near the Dene housing area. She has a tattoo on her left arm of a triangle with an eye and a feather depiction on her upper arm. Again, if you have seen Miss Cassandra Blackhorse Harrison, ask to contact the Navajo Shiprock District at 505-368-1350. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92, and as part of the morning show, we have funeral notices and memorial services in the Red Rock area.
There will be graveside services tomorrow in Blanding for Barbara Montella. They begin at 10 o'clock at the Blanding City Cemetery. She passed away on July 8th at the age of 77. Funeral services for Nicole Sliding of Moab, age 36 of Moab, are at 11 a.m. on Wednesday, July 19th at the Moab LDS Chapel on 400 North. A viewing and celebration of life for Rick Bailey of Monticello will be held on Thursday, July 20th from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Monticello Stake Center of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Rick passed away on July 16th at the age of 66, a very well-known a person in the Red Rock country. Graveside services for Roger Dwayne Martin are Thursday, July 20th at the Dove Creek Cemetery at 10 a.m. A celebration of life for Lewis Weldon Jones and his late wife will begin at 11 a.m. on Thursday, July 20th at Spanish Valley Mortuary in Moab. Funeral services for Jack Corbin are from 6 to 8 p.m. on Saturday, July 21st, at Spanish Valley Mortuary in Moab. He passed away on July 12th at the age of 73. And memorial services for Alma Jean Jeannie Sapp of Durango will be held at 10 a.m. on July 29th at the Durango Cowboy Church. Our last announcement is graveside services for Howard Nielsen will be held at 11 a.m. on Saturday, July 29th at the Monticello City Cemetery. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Well, very good. Thanks for sharing those, Bill, and our condolences to those families and friends' mourning losses at this time. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. We'll go ahead and take another break. And we'll be back with more local news and happenings. You're listening to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7.
Well,
something that lasts a lifetime. Enroll in the USU Blanding Welding Certificate Program starting this August. Join our welding courses in the USU Technical Education Building and benefit from world-class facilities and instructors. USU welding students consistently rank among the top in national and international competitions. Embark on a rewarding career in welding. Learn from the experts and develop in-demand skills. Enroll now by calling 435-678-8115. That's 435-678-8115. Or visit us online to start your journey.
It's warming up out there, and Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, has everything you need to keep cool this summer. Come check out the ample selection of swimming supplies, suits, shoes, pools, floats, goggles, and more. Walker Drug carries Tannerite for your outdoor fun. They have all the fishing and barbecue gear you need. And be sure to grab some first aid supplies for those inevitable scrapes and cuts. Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store. For summer fun, right next door to Walker's True Value.
The Doobie Sisters Dispensary, located at 695 North Broadway in Cortez, offers the highest quality cannabis products. Locally owned and operated, Doobie Sisters is open Monday to Saturday from 9 to 7 and Sundays from 10 to 6. Don't miss our happy hour every day from 420 to 6. We also now carry Doobie Sisters Botanics from our own cultivation facility. Drop in or order online when you visit our menu tab at DoobieSistersCo.com. When you look for quality, look for Doobie Sisters at 695 North Broadway in Cortez.
Tires, tires, tires. When you need your tires looked at and local caring service, turn to Point S Tires of Moab. Point S Tires is the place to turn to for the Moab visitor, with all sizes of tires for everything on the road. And Point S Tires can also repair many of the problems that Four Corners travelers may face. When in Moab, seek out the problem solvers at Point S Tires. Be safe out there.
What's going on?
Come help beautify Monticello's Main Street and parks this Monday in preparation for the upcoming Pioneer Day celebration. Meet at Veterans Park at 6 p.m. for work assignments and bring your garden tools and work gloves. The July 3rd Thursday Cortez Downtown Market features live music from Pa Co this Thursday night from 5 to 8. Come enjoy the music, food and drinks, vendors and fun in Montezuma Park. Visit shopcortez.com for full details. Monticello is hosting their annual Pioneer Day celebration Friday and Saturday. Come enjoy food, vendors, games, sports competitions, the annual parade, and of course the big fireworks show Saturday night. For the full schedule, check the current edition of the San Juan Record or visit the Monticello Pioneer Days Facebook page. Moab Arts and the City of Moab are hosting an arts and ag market at Suwanee City Park on Friday, featuring produce and artisan goods from local, regional, and visiting vendors. It runs from 5 to dusk. You can get more info by calling 435-259-6272. Also Friday night at Suwanee City Park, the Moab Free Concert Series presents Nosotros. This 11-piece Latin music powerhouse seamlessly combines a myriad of Latin rhythms with elements of rock, salsa, jazz, and cumbia to create their unique sound. The concert starts at 7 and runs until 9. Visit moabfreeconcerts.com for all the details. Friday Night at the Fork features the music of Craig Crippen and family. From classical to popular to country, they sing them all. The show's free at Bluff Fork Friday night starting at 7. It's Grand Summer Nights in Mancos on Saturday, featuring food, drinks, kids' activities, art demonstrations, and live music. It kicks off at 4:30. Check MancosValley.com for all the details. If you have an announcement for the Red Rock 92 community calendar, email info@redrock92.com or call 435-587-2277.
Well, good morning and welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It's Monday, 9:27 a.m. on this Monday, July 17th, Bill.
Yes, today is World Emoji Day. These emoji things are everywhere, but they certainly aren't new. I guess calling them an emoji is a new thing. That's a Japanese word, but emojis were used before written language and possibly even before spoken language. We have emojis written on rocks all over the Red Rock Country. Maybe we're on to something that, or maybe the ancient ones were on to something, but anyway, emojis aren't new around here, that's for sure. So to celebrate or to mark World Emoji Day, here's the challenge. Have an entire conversation in emojis. All the boomers are going, oh, I think I could do that. Then the challenge to younger kids is have a conversation using words. Don't use any emojis. Anyway.
Oh, wow.
Flip side. Yeah. Generational issues here. Anyway, it's kind of a new universal language. Can be
boomers in texting. Older generations are much more likely to use emojis now that
yeah,
I feel like
true.
than my conversations with younger people. But I love it. It's great. Mm-hmm. I love getting a thumbs up from my mom or that smirking face or whatever she wants to send over. So
apparently back in the Civil War, the New York Times had a story. They published one of Abraham Lincoln's speeches, and they accidentally put the little smile emoji on it. So that they said that was the first emoji in journalism, was this accidental transcription of an Abraham Lincoln speech in the Civil War.
Huh.
So anyway, it's also Hug Your Kids Day, National Tattoo Day, and National Get Out of the Doghouse Day. So if you're in the doghouse, today's the day.
Get a tattoo of an emoji.
of a doghouse and you getting out of it.
Yeah.
Something like that. Anyway, so today is the day. If you're an emoji fan, a Hug Your Kids fan, a tattoo fan, or you want to just get out of the doghouse, today's your day. On this day in history, on July 17th, 1945, Stalin, Churchill, and Harry Truman met at the Potsdam Conference as they were figuring out what's next after the defeat of the Germans in World War II. So that was today. On this day in 1955... Disneyland opened. 68 years ago today was the first day that Disneyland opened. There was a man who lived here in the Red Rock Country for many years. I can't remember his name, but he was the very first visitor to Disneyland. And he took great delight in showing me, every time I saw him, he was a photographer for the San Juan Record, but he'd show me his lifetime pass to Disneyland. He could go to Disneyland all day, every day, in honor of being visitor number one. I can't remember his name. Call us if you remember his name. I think his first name was Dave. If you give us a call, third caller will get a gift certificate to Canyon Steak and Waffle.
Anyway. Why not just the first one that knows his name?
Yeah. How about the first one?
Because I don't know if we're going to even get... I don't even know if we're
going
to get it.
No, there's a few listeners going, oh, what is his name? Anyway, we'll see. Canyon Steak and Waffle is anxiously awaiting. They've got waffles for sure and maybe even a steak or two you can use if you give us a call. 435-587-2277.
Okay, we're taking calls now for that?
Yeah. Jill will pick them up. So.
All right.
32 years ago today, July 17th, 1991, the number one song was Unbelievable by EMF. Unbelievable. That was 32 years ago today. Birthdays, David Hasselhoff. David Hasselhoff from Baywatch is 71 years old today. I guess he's not forever young, but he could still run down a beach. Probably wouldn't be looking as good as his co-stars, but David Hasselhoff. Donald Sutherland was born today in 1935. He's 88 years old. He has three kids. We know Kiefer, Angus, and Rossif. Those are kind of cool names. Comedian Phyllis Diller was born today in 1917. She died at the age of 95 in 2012. But Yeah, 2012. She was hilarious as a kid. I thought Phyllis Diller was about the funniest thing I'd ever heard. Local birthdays today for Caitlin Weatherford, Julie Montgomery, and Jeff Richards. Have a happy birthday. And then we had a whole bunch of weekend birthdays. These people, I was born in the summer, and so I always have this soft spot in my heart for those whose we don't give their actual day, because we would have huge parties for kids throughout the school year, and then at the end of the year, they'd say, oh, here's the 16 kids whose birthdays are over the summer. So we do that every week on the morning show with our weekend birthdays. Weekend birthdays for the past weekend for Shaylee Bay, Cooper Jones, Sarah Monson, Scott Boyle, Tracy Tabbitt, Christopher Flavel, Becky Bird, Mike Frankham, Tyler Bailey, Nolan Black, and LaDon Gilroy. That's a good list. Our birthday shout-outs are brought to you by Valerie Brown at Real Estate Resolutions in Moab, a full-service brokerage for all your real estate needs. Give Valerie a call. She provides a wide range of goods services, 435-260-2808. If you want to give a birthday shout-out, give us a call, 435-587-2277, or email info@redrock92.com.
Very good. Thanks for that, Bill. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we've got 101 Ways to Experience San Juan County, Utah. That's a publication of the San Juan Record with the San Juan Chamber of Commerce. Number 66 on the list is to explore the Monticello Mill site. San Juan County was once home to the largest uranium mine and mill operations in the U.S. Lack of sophisticated means of disposing of processed uranium or resulted in prolonged exposure to many area residents. The mill site was cleaned by the federal government and is now a beautiful place with trails and wetlands. The Monticello Victims of Mill Tailings Committee led community-wide efforts to commemorate the sacrifices that were made. The mill site in Monticello is now the site of memorial displays, walking paths, and trees planted to honor the casualties of the Cold War. The trailhead is located at the bottom of Clay Hill Road in the southeast section of Monticello. Got great hiking and mountain biking trails as well. So that's number 66 on our list to explore the Monticello Mill site. Also, as part of the highlighting the 101, we're highlighting advertisers in the 101, including High Desert Cafe. Enjoy delicious prepared meals created with love from their full menus. They serve breakfast and lunch. They've got a variety of baked goods, desserts, juices, smoothies, espresso drinks, burgers, fries, menu items, fresh, local, and organic whenever possible. They're at 516 North Main in Monticello, open 8 to 3, the High Desert Cafe is, and closed on Tuesdays. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got more local news and happenings coming your way. We're going to send you off to the on-air job fair. That's job opportunities in the Red Rock listening area. And then we'll be back with the sports report. Stick with us. It's the morning show on Red Rock 92.7.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times throughout the day every day.
Are you ready to start an exciting career in the mineral exploration business? Tonatech Exploration is accepting applications from highly motivated individuals. No experience necessary. Must be willing to travel and be able to pass a pre-employment drug screen. Daily per diem paid in addition to top hourly rates, overtime, and bonuses. Extra per diem paid for Class A and B CDL drivers. Paid family insurance premium, including health, dental, vision, group life, and disability. Matching 401k with immediate vesting. Send your resume to career@tonatech.com or apply online at tonatech.com. Grand County School District is looking for numerous positions to fill, including a speech pathologist and a severe special education teacher at HMK Elementary. Part-time or full-time lunch aide/cooks, paraprofessionals at Grand Preschool and HMK Elementary, 3 full-time custodian positions, a head basketball coach at Grand County High School, and more. Check out a complete list at grandschools.org and come be a part of the great things happening at Grand County School District. The San Juan School District has openings for a number of teaching positions, including elementary, secondary, and special ed. If you have a bachelor's degree and are interested in teaching, we can help you get started. For more information, contact the SJSD Human Resource Office at 435-678-1215 or visit us at sjsd.org.
Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings.
Earn $60,000 a year after just 2 years as a transportation security officer at Canyonlands Regional Airport. Learn more at a TSA job fair on July 20th from 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Green River Branch Library on 85 South Long Street. Positions start at $23.51 per hour and include full federal benefits and a $2,000 sign-on bonus. Register at jobs.tsa.gov/events. That's jobs.tsa.gov/events. Some conditions apply. U.S. citizenship is required. Attention hospitality workers in the region. Comfort Suites of Moab is looking for one very good front desk attendant. The ideal candidate is someone who knows the business and works well with others. Comfort Suites is also looking for two housekeepers to join their hardworking crew. Compensation depending on your experience. Please stop by for an application at Comfort Suites 400 North Main in Moab. Lisbon Valley Mine has a number of open positions, including heavy equipment operators, SX/EW technician, a warehouse clerk, diesel mechanics, and a controller. Lisbon Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits, including medical, dental, vision, holiday pay, referral bonuses, and paid time off. To apply, send a resume and applications to lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions. Registered nurses are needed in many departments, including in the operating room, and seeking an operating room manager and a dialysis unit clerk. Also seeking a radiology ultrasound tech, Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers.
Listen every day to the On Air Job Fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Don't miss Pac Ho, live on stage at Montezuma Park. It's Cortez Third Thursdays, free July 20th from 5 to 8 p.m. with an outdoor market full of food, drinks, giveaways, and live music. Ghana-born drummer and composer Pac Ho blends rhythm and artistry from his home with jazz and African roots to create his own powerful Afro-fusion sound. This is one you don't want to miss. Third Thursdays in Montezuma Park, presented by the Cortez Retail Enhancement Association, First National Bank of Cortez, the City of Cortez, and Mesa Verde Country. Cortez Third Thursdays, featuring Pac Ho, free July 20th from 5 to 8 p.m.
Summer's heating up, and Walker's True Value in Moab has everything you need to get it started on the right foot. Come check out the great deals on essentials for your patio, lawn, garden, and home. Walker's True Value is your source for nature-served chicken feeds, where they believe in serving your chickens first, so your chickens can provide the best for your family. Come get your summer started right at Walker's True Value, Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard, right next to Walker Drug.
Cinch IT, not just your average IT service. We're fast and friendly, helping businesses like yours overcome tech challenges. Our experienced team offers an array of cybersecurity services, including data backup, email traffic monitoring, and malware removal. We're local, providing swift, on-site assistance whenever you need it. Say goodbye to long waits and hello to immediate help. Don't wait. Connect with Cinch IT today for a free consultation. Call or text Ben at 435-359-8229 or head to cinchit.com. Propel your business to new heights with Cinch IT.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It's Monday, July 17th, 2023, 9:42 a.m. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Let's take a look at the sports report, starting with the Major League Baseball. Arizona Diamondbacks have fallen to third in the NL West after getting swept by the Blue Jays three straight games. So they are 52-42, and they are two games back from the Dodgers. So Arizona Diamondbacks not doing so well since the All-Star break. However, they'll be having today off Hopefully they can regroup before they head to Atlanta tomorrow. Meanwhile, Colorado Rockies remaining at the bottom of the NL West. They did get two wins over the weekend, though, over the Yankees, and they'll be hosting the Astros tomorrow. Again, their record 36-58.
We got some Tour de France updates, too. Sepp Kuss, Durango rider, had an incredible weekend. He's sixth overall in the general classification at the Tour de France. He moved up, had a great race on Saturday, and moved up from 11th to 6th overall. That's really an incredible outcome, and the highest an American has placed in quite a while. Of course, we've got one more week of the tour. Today's a rest day. So he moved up 5 spots with an incredible race on Saturday. But on Sunday, he was going along, and some woman reached out to take a selfie and hit his handlebars, knocked him down, this terrible pile-up crash. His shoulder was injured in his leg, but he got up and still had a great finish. Anyway, Sepp Kuss from Durango has really had a tremendous tour, and it's fun to follow that again after years of not quite having a whole lot of local interest, but we certainly have it now. Nielsen Paulus, the Native American from California, a member of the Oneida tribe, he was king of the mountain, which is the best climber, but he was caught and passed this weekend by a couple of the top riders as they go the final stages, the final couple stages in the mountains. Anyway, he's had a tremendous ride too. I think the first Native American to race in the Tour de France, and had this polka dot jersey as the king of the mountain or the best climber for several weeks. But I think he's in third place now.
Oh, very good. Well, good update out of France. Meanwhile, update out of Thief River Falls, Minnesota, at the Thunder of Hooves. Keyshawn Whitehorse, professional bull rider from the region, placed 10th at weekend events there in Minnesota. He's ranked 17th on the Professional Bull Riders Unleash the Beast rankings. So Keyshawn having a good season, and we'll continue to follow that as well. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. That'll do it for the sports report, and with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning, and we look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Monday.